The Central Bank Digital Currency Fraud. June 30, 2023. By Justice Anne von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. Information provided to H.E. Cardinal Mamberti and the Vatican Chancery Court regarding our claim March 6, 2005, January 19, 2023 in SEC. Begin with the fact that the central banks are used to control the supply and demand for commodities, and that currencies and different kinds of money are all defined as commodities no less than corn and so bellies. Follow with the realization that central banks are in the business of commodity rigging, and commodity rigging is unlawful, illegal, and immoral. Then ask yourselves, how is it possible that we have all these central banks in operation? Why haven't they been shut down? They fund the government corporations, which let them do pretty much whatever they wish to do, despite the fact that the central banks are engaged in criminal activities by definition. Central banks regularly obstruct trade, cause bank runs, engage in bankruptcy fraud, amass unbelievably large slush funds, pay bribes, block international transactions, buy political candidates and whole agencies of what appear to be our governments, cause cycles of inflation and deflation, rig commodity and stock exchanges, benefit from illegal securitization, implement arbitrary self-interested economic sanctions, and all under color of law, provided by municipal corporations that are themselves operating under color of law. Now that they've been caught making a mockery of accounting and fiduciary duty, both have been caught counterfeiting the so-called reserve currency, artificially controlling gold and silver prices, rigging the stock and commodity markets, and causing cyclic public bankruptcy frauds, while promoting mortgage frauds, public utility fraud, public trust fraud, and arbitrary devaluation of currencies, inflation, which amounts to a hidden tax favoring the same players. The perpetrators of the current system want to switch everything over to a central bank digital currency, CBDC, system. They want a cashless society, and it is obvious why. Cash provides a record of their debts, so of course, they want to get rid of cash. Cash costs money to print and maintain, whereas digits are just computer strokes that can be entered and altered by more computers. That means even more profit for them. And finally, such a system allows them to surveil and control every single purchase and every single person, enabling them to coercively meddle in and control buying choices, and punish people who hold different political or religious views. Nobody trusts the bankers nor the municipal corporations nor their commercial corporation franchises. Nobody wants to do business with them. Nobody likes them as a result of what they have done with the power entrusted to them. That's why the BRICS Alliance exists, and that's why we have launched our Global Family International Trade Bank and a whole new bilateral banking system to operate on the land and in the air jurisdiction. These organizations, these municipal corporations and associated commercial corporations and the banks supporting them have engaged in illegal wars for profit, drenched the earth in innocent blood, polluted the earth, and lied about everything to everyone non-stop for over 150 years. They have shown precious little interest in or concern for the earth or life itself, apart from what they could exploit for profit or control for coercive power. They have done it all through the practice of idolatry, blackmail, lies, and illusions worthy of a circus sideshow. Not only do we wish for the end of all speculation in and all talk of a central bank digital currency, we wish for an end to the entire central bank system. This whole system has done nothing but obstruct trade, promote fraud, and engage in mindless self-interested violence and coercion. The current banking and political systems are criminal, and they have been criminal for a long time, steeped in blood and misery and unjustly enriched by the labor of men and women who have been covertly enslaved and forced to live like so many mice in a maze. The criminals responsible for this are elitists. They think that they are brilliant and powerful and superior to all the people they victimize and whom they call livestock and treat as animals. These perpetrators truly believe that everyone else is stupid and incapable of seeing the evils they promote. They give themselves grand offices and titles and riches. They think that this is all right, because they worship the father of all lies and are deluded. The churches that once stood as a bulwark against this madness stand silent, caught up in the game of money, sick to their souls, intent on making more money and more money and more money, even going so far as to open up a black market exchange, where they propose to buy and sell baptismal certificates as ownership interests in souls. It apparently doesn't occur to the perpetrators that anyone can make their own money. Literally. No wonder people are sickened by this, fed up, waiting for signs of sanity to return to religious leaders worldwide, waiting for our military leaders to jerk awake, waiting for the bankers to realize that yes, this is the end of the road, waiting for all the lawyers and attorneys to smell the Java, too. No CBDC. No QFS. No more debt notes or digits. No more lies. We wish for a banking system that properly accounts for and honors the contributions and ownership interests of the living people. We wish for a banking system that is free of idolatry and subterfuge. We wish for true transparency and an end to impersonation and money laundering and taxation. For all these reasons, we call upon the Vatican Chancery Court to return all that is owed to the living people and lawful persons, and we call upon the ecclesiastical law to serve justice upon the legal fictions that have caused so much criminality, violence, impoverishment, and pain. We wish for the banks and the bankers and the paymasters to be assembled and given new orders. Life is the basis of all that is valuable on earth, not death. We will not worship dead things, nor the works of our own hands. We wish for a monetary and credit system that reflects the ownership interest of the living people and their contributions, and which makes their credit available to them in a direct and forthright fashion, without abusive gatekeepers and middlemen and executors to suntort. We have created a system that allows accountable bilateral air land transactions, and we wish for it to be adopted, together with the principles and practice of free and unobstructed trade among people and nations. We wish for there to be a clear and universal understanding that our new system is not part of nor aligned with any other banking system. It is a transparent, unique, private, physical asset and prepaid credit system, with its own transfer and transaction protocols. We represent and espouse a vision for peace, financial freedom, and clear-eyed problem-solving that is rooted in the present, and in truth, not looking back to the past, not lost in dreams of the future, but alive and conscious of the power we each possess in every moment. We are done with evil, deceit, warring, impersonation, lies, scams, violence, death and destruction. We have finished the course, remembered our history, and remembered who we are. We have consciously chosen love over hate, life over death, truth over falsehood. We are not condemned to relive any of the evils of the past, nor obligated to drag forward any evils of the past into the future. We have voiced our objections to central banks, central bank control, central bank digital currencies, and the continuance of the current central bank system at all. We have provided a secure, accurate, private, and people-centered alternative to banking as we have known it in the past. We have built our system to function directly between the international jurisdiction of the land and the global jurisdiction of the air, creating transactional pathways that bypass Satan's kingdom. Within this portion of the divine creation where we live and work and breathe and have our life, our meaning, and our value, we have established international land jurisdiction trade banks competent to accept and work with physical asset deposits and global banks operating in the jurisdiction of the air, which are competent to provide prepaid credit and deliver abundance that is owed to every man, woman, and child on this planet. With these preparations, we are fully empowered to receive and distribute the inheritance of those blessed to know the living God. Issued by Anna Maria Reisinger, Fiduciary. The United States of America. In care of, Box 520,994. Big Lake, Alaska 99652.